Hello. On this episode of On the Daily, I am going to talk about the difference between a defined and an undefined root center in human design, because there's different conditioning with both. And I think that this episode is going to be really helpful to anybody who feels like they can't get grounded or that they don't know how to ground themselves. So keep listening and then have your human design chart handy so that you can know which center I'm talking about. Hey friend, welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of HypeU Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you two episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. Before we get into this episode, I have to tell you about my Thought Leader's Guide to Highly Transformative Content. I created a free guide because, you know, I see people getting so frustrated by content on social media and like wondering what to post and will this post get me likes and will this post do that? And then what happens is people start to lose themselves. They start to lose track of actually what they want to say and how they want to say it and who they are to their core and the message and the dharma, the purpose that they have in their business, in their life, in their content. And so I was having a conversation with my wife and I was talking about how I create content. And she was actually the one who was like, this is a guide. You need to tell people this because this is not how most people create content. So what I do and how I create content is super unconventional and it really doesn't come from anything outside of myself. It really comes from like things I observe, things I witness, think conversations I have, etc. And so I made a free guide. It's multiple pages. It has multiple content prompts where I literally teach you how to create content from a really authentic place that's going to come out and be shown to the world in its truest authentic form, in the truest version of you, which is so, so, so important, especially in a digital age where it's so cool to be a faceless account or to give away your autonomy. Creating content in this way that I explain in this guide is really, it's thought leadership and it really does set you apart. And I think as we move into this like technological age, you being yourself and showing up completely authentically as you has never been more valuable. So click the link in our show notes and you can have that guide. It's totally free. I just need your email so I have a place to send it. And you can also come and DM me about it, but this guide is everything. And I think you're really going to like it. Okay, conditioned versus unconditioned root center in human design. And this is really whether or not your human design or your root center is defined or undefined. And the way you know it's defined or undefined is if you look at it, if it is colored in on your human design chart. And by the way, your root center is the very bottom square. So very bottom middle square, that is your root center. Think of it like literally the roots of a tree, the roots of a plant. It's your stability. It's like how you stand. It's how you display yourself to the world, right? And if you have an undefined root center, there's going to be a lot of conditioning in this center. So by conditioning, I mean, because it's open, anything that's open on your chart is really a place for empathy. It's a place for conditioning. So people can project their own truths or their own feelings or thoughts in that particular area. And if that center is undefined, you will start to wear those things. And maybe it's you, maybe it's not, but anything that's open has a big, there's a big tendency for conditioning. So technically or typically people that have an undefined root center typically are, they need a lot of grounding and morning grounding practice is going to be super, super important for you. And that grounding practice could really vary. It could be walking barefoot outside while the sun shines in your eyes. It could be meditation. It could be journaling. It could be an ice bath. It could be a long walk. It could be, there's so many different things, but if you are undefined in your root, you really do need a daily grounding practice. Otherwise, what tends to happen and what I see with undefined roots is there's a lot of, who am I? There's a lot of, what am I supposed to be doing? There's a lot of, I don't know which way I'm supposed to go. There's a lot of, you know, I feel like I can't keep up. I feel like, you know, there's so many different ways I could do things. And all of that is typically feeling like it comes with a lot of pressure. And in order to kind of set yourself free of the pressure, you need a grounding practice. You need something to return yourself to your home, right? To you. And that's why I always say that if you have an undefined root, please develop a grounding practice every morning that you do religiously. Do it for the next 30 days. Every single day, give yourself a grounding practice, because otherwise, if you're out of alignment, if you're feeling frustrated, angry, bitter, sad, depressed, disappointed, you'll find yourself starting to like rush through everything, right? Hurrying through life, like just so you don't have to feel pressure, being like avoidant of pressure, trying to get things done as quickly as possible, right? Making really fast, hasty decisions that may or may not be the correct ones for you. Getting carried away by the rush of everything, right? Buckling under pressure though, because you actually like can't handle it. And then what happens is you start to allow like really like insufficient time and space to like rule your life. So always feeling like you have so much to do and no time to do it. That is really indicative of somebody who is undefined in their root and truly has not developed a grounding practice. Because when you do develop a grounding practice and you have something every day that you do that brings you home to yourself, right? Like really brings you home to yourself, really reminds you of who you are and why you're here, then all that self-talk about like, I better hurry and get this done. I have to start something new now. How can I get past this? I need to focus. All of those feelings will start to just dissipate. And then you will find yourself starting to not let others stress and pressure or, you know, their anxiety determine your action. So if like you're on a team and everybody's hurrying to get things done, you won't feel the pressure to keep up with that. You won't find yourself in a hurry all the time. You're never going to allow yourself to be pressured into making a decision, right? You're going to enjoy the rush and the adrenaline of the stress and dealing with pressure. Like, ooh, it's exciting. Like I'm in a building mode. I'm excited about this. Like, it's okay if I feel a little bit of adrenaline, and actually adrenaline will start to fuel you instead of make you buckle. You know, knowing the more you are pressured, the less you respond. That happens when you have a grounding practice that brings you back to yourself. So my undefined roots, your homework is develop a grounding practice so that every single day you can start the day completely dedicated to yourself, your body, your emotions, your decision, your intuition. And then when you go out into the world, you'll find yourself able and like better equipped to handle the everyday pressures of life. Because it's impossible to think that like pressure is not going to happen. Like, of course it's going to happen. But the difference will be you will show up in a really powerful way instead of like, oh my gosh, I have to hurry. But then always buckling under pressure. So now I want to talk about my defined root centers. Chances are, if you have a defined root, like I have a defined root, and I don't really ever feel like pressure. Like I don't ever feel like pressure is a bad thing. In fact, I really thrive with adrenaline. But the big thing is like, if I'm out of alignment, if I'm feeling frustrated as a generator, what tends to happen is I start to repress pressure to please others. So like, I'll be like, I'm fine. I got it. I can handle it. You know, which causes like a lot of stress and health and emotional problems. You'll start to really notice this like in your belly. Like if you carry a lot of extra like weight in your belly or your midsection, it could be because you're repressing your pressure just to make sure that the job gets done, or like because you're expected to. You know, if you're out of alignment with a defined root center, you might
also expect others to be able and be capable of dealing with the same amount of pressure that you have, which can only tend to like overpowering and then like overloading other people on your team, in your, you know, in your unit, in your family, your friend circle, which can ultimately like push people away. Like if you're applying too much pressure to people, they're, you're probably going to lose them as a friend or a coworker. Defined root centers. You probably have a lot of grounding practices. Like I'm sure you probably have a lot, and like you can use them or you cannot, because like every day it's okay for you to like start the day really centered. But that's because you're your own true north. So defined roots, I'm a defined root. And like, I know that like, I'm actually in charge of my peace. Like I can journal, and the journal, like the journaling, the meditation, walking barefoot, these grounding practices act as like a vehicle, but they're not like necessary for me to connect back to myself, you know, because I think with a defined root, and if you're in alignment, you have a really consistent way of handling stress and pressure. You have stable drive. You can do things at a reliable pace. You're not really rushing things because you're really solid in your foundation. But, you know, and that could look like being really comfortable with your own consistent internal pressure. So, you know, somebody with a defined root, like we always have a little bit of pressure on us, but it's like, it's what fuels us instead of what buckles us. And so I would say if you have a defined root center, you really need to remember that you are your true north, and not everybody is as good with pressure and like handling pressure and dealing with pressure as you are. And so instead of like repressing the pressure or like making it seem like you're not going through pressure, maybe instead just like remember that you handle pressure in a very different way than somebody without a defined root center. And you don't need to apply that pressure externally. You also don't need to hide the fact that you're under pressure. So I tend to be like, yep, I'm really busy. This is a really crazy week. Like this week particular in business for me is one of the craziest weeks I've had, and I'm under immense pressure, but I'm not hiding that, nor am I trying to repress that. I'm very open. And then I've learned to like ask for support. So I have like a very supportive team around me that's helping me get things done. So I'm not repressing the pressure, nor am I expecting other people to carry the same amount of pressure that I have. And that's really important to remember if you have a defined root, because it's very easy to like almost wear your pressure like a badge of honor, to wear your stress and your chaos as a badge of honor, to wear your busyness as a badge of honor. And then that really becomes like what you hang your worth on. And that's not going to feel good long term. It's going to lead to burnout in the same way that an undefined root center will lead to burnout if they don't have a way to ground themselves. So we can all end up in the same place if we're out of alignment. It's just going to come from a different energy. So I'm probably going to do this as like a series. I'll probably explain the conditioning in each of these, in each center based on whether you're defined or undefined. But I figured we would start with the root, especially as we are going to be in a few weeks coming into Aries season. And Aries is all about, it's fire. It's like the first sign of the zodiac. So it's the start of the energetic year. And there's going to be a lot of pressure to get going, a lot of pressure to make things happen. And knowing how you handle pressure based on whether or not you're defined or undefined, and how important a morning grounding practice is for you, I think is just going to make the start of the energetic year way more successful for you, which is the point. So with that, I will be back in our next episode. Bye.